off yesterday in the discussion of how to read the Gemara on Vavam and Aleph. Let's start off with the words themselves. Abaye Omar. Does it sound like from the words Abaye Omar that Abaye is agreeing or disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan? What do you say, Eliezer Shlomo?
Disagreeing.
Why do you say that?
Whatever Omar is asking.
Very good. The simple reading of Abaye Omar is Abaye is disagreeing. So according to Rashi, we saw what they're disagreeing. This is the way we read Rashi. And all the Talmidim agree with me. This is the correct way to read Rashi. But Lechura, we're going to see that people don't read Rashi that way. But Lechura, when Rashi says, what were his words? Where Rashi spoke about the fellow taking a shfua. Rashi says, Havelon choshed ashvua. Dibar maskla abaye omer. He would be a choshed ashvua. And then Rashi also, Dibar maskla velo parshi, Rashi says, Uman choshed nami ashvua. So the fellow who's not parish will also be choshed ashvua. So the chura, the simple reading of both the Gemara and Rashi is that we have fundamental machlokas between Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan, of why it is that we make a shvua by the talis. But not only that, there is even more fundamental machlokas, and that is whether we say migu de chashim amona chashid ashvuas or not. That will be behind the other layer of the machlokas between Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan. The Rush we saw yesterday pointed out that he calls it the Maskanas HaGemara. He points out that it's not the simple reading of the Maskanas HaGemara. Simple reading of the Maskanas HaGemara is Ela Lo Amrina Migu Dechashim on the Chashim HaGemara. Right? The Rush even referred to that as Maskanas HaGemara. So the Rush says that isn't necessarily the Pashtus of the Gemara. Because the Gemara did say black and white, lo amrina migu dechashim on dechash hashvasa. The Gemara never says, we do say migu dechashim on dechash hashvasa. The Gemara never spells that out in the positive. So if there's any words that are mefurish, it seems to be against what Rashi is saying, but that seems to be the pashtus of Rashi. Yesterday we had seen a beautiful pshat that the Ramban had given, Bedas Tosvos, which is Bedas Rashi, and that is that we had gotten stuck. Tosvos is bothered by a very, very basic question. How can you say, Safik Milva Yishana Yeshlo Alav? How could you say that? If that would be so, then a gazlan vada in a koifer bepikadon should be kosher leidus, because safek milva yishan yesha alav. So how can you passel them? And we added, especially based on Nachas David that we had seen at the end of last week, that to create a psul leidus, it's not enough to have a chash. You need to know for sure that the guy is pasul leidus. So then, in such a case, as long as you have a suffix milva yishan alav, if that's enough to say that it's not chosh hashvuasa, certainly it should be enough to say that the guy is not puzzled. So the cryptic words of the Ramban were that the Ramban said, no, there's a difference between the two cases, that over here we'll evoke the rule of ein suffix motzi midei vadai. So what exactly does the Ramban mean when he says ein suffix motzi midei vadai? How did he answer the question? So anybody want to say over what we said before we go on to the Yesh Lefarish? How would you answer that? What does Ramban mean when he says, no, Gazlan is different and Kofar Bikadon is different because of Ein Sof Motzi Midei Vadai? What does Ramban mean by that?
Is that him?
Yeah. Ezra, go ahead.
If he says that this guy who has a claim of Milva Yeshana, that's not going to override the Aiden of Vadai. You have a claim yesterday that he for sure was in the money.
What do you mean, for sure owes him money? What does that mean, that he for sure owes him the money?
There are Edom, which is a strong, since Edom covenant, that's strong, that he for sure...
And there are Edom also, that was Shnai Mochsen Betalis.
No, but the fact that he's making his claim based on the Suffolk amount, maybe he owes money, that's not going to override the Edom that is coming, so that he for sure does owe the money.
But for sure, there were two people holding on to the Talis, and each one says Kula Shali. So what's the difference between the Vadai this and the Vadai that? I'm playing devil's advocate. I want you to say it better. Right now you're not giving me a full... You hear what I'm saying? You're not giving me a full explanation. What do you mean that one's... That there's a Vadai? This too is also a case of Vadai. Yeah, Shnayim Hosim Metalis. How do we know that the other guy is saying, we have no proof that it belongs to you, and each one is saying, Kula Shali. So where is that not a problem of Ein Safik Motzmi Deivadai versus the case of Shnayim Hosim Metalis versus the case of Gazlan, where it is a Vadai? I need you to spell out what's the difference between the Vadai in the Gazlan case versus Shnayim Hosim Metalis. We know for sure that there are Eidim that say that there are two people holding on to the talis, each one says Kula Shali. So somebody's lying over here.
Ah, but they're both equal.
They're both equal.
I mean, they both have the same claim.
Okay, so what you mean to say is like this, that when it comes to Gazlan, we know for sure that the guy's a Gazlan. What do we mean, we know for sure the guy's a Gazlan? We know for sure that he was kofar b'pikadon. Now, does he have justification for it? Maybe. But the status of being a Vadai Gazlan, a Vadai kofar b'pikadon, that's for sure. That there's no question about. In contrast to Shnayim Hosim Metalis, there isn't a Vadai over here. There's no Vadai here whatsoever. Since there's no Vadai here, so then there's room to say Milva Yishana. That's what the Ramban is saying. There's room to say Milva Yishana. You can't say Milva Yishana because Milva Yishana is only a Safek. So when you have one Safek and another Safek, Shnayim Hosim Metalis is one big Safek going up against another. So Milva Yishana will be enough to counter that Safek that maybe the guy is a Choshim Amona. And the Milva Yishana removes that. However, when it comes to the Gazlan and the Kofar over there, it's not a Safek. They're the guys of Vadai Pasul. Vadai Gazlan. Now that's a very, very interesting question, which I want to foreshadow, and that is this guy a Vadai Gazlan? What happens if he claims he has a Milva Yishana? Is he still a Vadai Gazlan? What do we see from the Ramban? L'chura, yes, right? What happens if he says, you're right, I took it, I was covered, but I got a cheshbon. So in such a case, this guy, Vadai Gazlan, so that's foreshadowing, Yemir Tzeh Hashem, we're going to pick up on it. But the Ramban is assuming over here that the answer to that question is yes, and that's already being Masbir Tosos. That's an interesting question. Okay, let's take a look, Bezer Hashem, in the second pshat in the Ramban. So this is the first pshat. You're going to tell me why this is not only why this is a different pshat, but in what way is the second pshat of the Ramban disagreeing with the first pshat? Zok de legi Ramban v'yesh lefareish da'abaye loy poli ahod amrin demand l'chash amon l'chash ashwasa elo ad Rabbi Yochanan poli. Abaye is not in disagreement with Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, Ezra, you see what I was adding to what you were saying?
Yeah.
So Abaye is not arguing about Miyu Dechash and Mamona. There it's Lo Charash Ashuasa. But rather he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Shlo Yekol Echad Hoylech V'Toyke V'Taliso Shal Chavera. Va'asa Abaye V'Omer Chas V'Shalom. She'ein Choshish in Lekach. Chas V'Shalom to say that most Jews were Choshish that he's Hoylech V'Toyke V'Taliso Shal Chavera. She'ein Adam Toyke V'Taliso Shal Chavera. Chinam. Person wouldn't do that. So on that, it's not a chas v'shalom. If there was a milvi yishana, so that's why I grabbed it. Klomar choshesh in shema milvi yishana tafis bay. We're choshesh that he was tofacing milva yishana. So Rabbosai, first let's spell poshib shat. Josh, what's the Pashup Shah in this Yesh Lefarej? What's the Rabban doing here in the second Shita? What's he doing over here? Did you get to see it? If you didn't see it, that's okay.
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? You want to give it a crack anyhow? Take a crack at it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's the Yesh Lefarej? Yes, Shimon?
Coming to do something tremendous. He's saying that Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan are in essence agreeing with most... When it comes to Lo
Chashash
Shavuos,
so
they're all agreeing.
Right. Despite Eliezer Shlomo's observation, that's why we start off Shir this way, even though it says Abaye Omar, really there isn't a machlokis la'alacha between Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan. Why is there no machlokis la'alacha between the two? Everybody holds Migu Dechash Shimon Chashash Shavuos. Everybody holds Migu Dechash Shimon. However, this that we say, Migu Dechash Shimon, lo chash ashuasa. Nevertheless, Abayi wants to say it's not kedei shloyeh kol echrolch v'tokif. We're not choshesh for that. But the reason why the fellow we believe him, or and we give him a shua, is because we believe that there's a possibility that there's a milva yishana. To which then the Gemara asks, well, if you believe there's a milva yishana, so then great. Bakshinan, continues the Ramban, filav amrit tafis misveg. Everybody follow how the crunch of the yesh, the difference between the yesh lefarish and the first pshat? Is that according to the first pshat, Abai holds migu dechasha amamona choshed ashwasa. According to the second pshat, Abai holds migu dechasha amamona lo choshed ashwasa. And it's just a question of what is the rationale for the takana of the Mishnah. Gedal, you have a question?
Eliezer Shlomo's
point is a good point.
Yeah.
So I had in mind to address that. I'm glad you stopped me. So what's the answer to Eliezer Shlomo's point? If so, Abaye Omar, you generally indicates that Abaye is disagreeing. So we'll have a technical answer. What's the technical answer going to be, Yonatan?
Abaye just arguing about what the reason.
They're arguing about what the motivation of the Takana was. Was the motivation of the Takana? Now, Lamai Nafkamina? That's a good question. Is there a Nafkamina? Maybe there is no Nafkamina. Who says everything has to have a Nafkamina? There probably, if you squeeze it long enough, there'll probably be a nafkamina that will come out. But right now, we don't need to necessarily know nafkamina. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Of what the motivation is. But there probably, and if anybody has an idea, come over to me and say there probably will be a nafkamina. But again, the crunch between the difference between the first two days is up until now, we've been assuming Abai holds migu d'chashimona chashir ashwasa. And now we're saying even Abai agrees migu d'chashimona lo chashir ashwasa. And of course, once we say that, we've gained a lot. What have we gained? We no longer, this is a very, very important point. Write this down. No longer is there Tosis' kasha. Tosis' question was, but wait a second. What about the fact that Rav Nachman gives you a shvua? What about the fact that Chavni Al-Pikasa, where there's a chasha mona, there's a shvua? So what's Tosis assuming? Tosis assuming is that Abaye holds migu d'chashim amona chashir ashvasa. So what the Ramban has done in this yesh lefarish, he doesn't spell this out, but this is a difference between our generation and the generation of the Ramban. For the Ramban, he doesn't even need to spell this out. The Ramban, it's already obvious that based on this, Tosis's question falls away, and therefore you don't need Ezra's svara of Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai. Nothing's changed. It's a minimalist approach to Abaye. All Abaye is doing is he's giving a different motivation for the Takana, and I bet if we squeezed it, we would come up with a Nafkamina, but we don't have a Nafkamina. Rabbi Braunschweiger, have Rafua Shalema, used to like to say that if you ask a European, this is a very powerful Musar. He said, if you ask a European if he knows how to play the piano, so he'll say, I don't know how to play. Either he knows or he doesn't know how to play. Says that you ask an American, or a branch people is a European born. He never entirely accepted certain givens in American culture, like his Rebbeim. Some of them didn't. So he said, but if you ask an American, they'll say, I don't know, I never practiced. I never learned. In other words, he was making fun of American optimism. The Americans are so optimistic. You know, yeah, when I learn it, then I'll know it. So the answer to the question, if you play a piano, is either yes or no. I don't know how to play a piano. So at the end of the day, we don't know yet a nafkamina. We don't know a nafkamina. There probably would be out there. If we'd be on mel enough, then we would figure out a nafkamina. But sometimes the guy says, yeah, are you holding in the sugya? So the guy doesn't say, no, I'm not holding the sugya. He says, oh, I didn't get a chance to look at the Ramban. If you didn't get a chance to look at the Ramban, then you're not holding in the sugya. It's not the pshat, you didn't get the chance. The answer is no, I don't know it now. It's a very powerful musar. In other words, at the end of the day, it's you have all the potential in the world. But if you don't do it, so then it just doesn't happen. Continues the Ramban. Vakshinan. What's Gemara's follow-up question? Vilav amrit tafis misveika mishtabeya nami misveika. So the Gemara now has a follow-up question. Now, Rabosai, I want you to tell me how Rashi's going to read the question, and then let's see how the Ramban reads the question. Pirush. Lav mishum demand chasha mamona chasha shvasa. The question is not chasha mamona chasha shvasa, because we just got through saying that someone who's chasha mamona is not chasha shvua. Everybody follow the nuance over here? We just got through saying chasha mamona is not chasha shvasa. Ella, but rather the question is at amrit the law of it in a sheet gof betaliso shel chavero bichinam. Va'afal pikein mishum safik milva tafsei mishum detol b'chush b'nayu b'shikul daitom she'en adam racha v'latzmo. What's your explanation, our Mishnah? That a person is sometimes blinded. He's sometimes blinded. He doesn't see his shortcomings. V'usavar shuchayivlo. And he's convinced, Reuven's convinced that Shimon knows him. Imkein mishtabei anami misveka. So then, in such a case, he should also make a shvuah misveika. He'll make a shvuah misveika. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, the shvuah is not helping you. If the whole idea of milva yishana is that the guy thinks that he's entitled to the money, and it's a safek, but he's convinced himself that he's entitled to it, clearly the shvuah is a takanas chachamim to help for something. Ma ho'ilu chachamim b'takanasam, the Gemara is asking. How we helped? Because at the end of the day, he's so convinced he's right. If he was right that he was convinced about the milva, he's going to lie under oath. And we don't just create a shavua if we know for sure the guy's going to lie. Up until now, we assume the guy's not convinced about his righteousness. Until we introduce the idea of milva yishana, the guy's not convinced of his righteousness. Take Rabbi Yochanan. He's a taikif. He's a hoylich v'taikif. He's a bad guy. So there, the shvuah is going to chop him. Wait a second. You bring in a sefer Torah, then all of a sudden it's gonna shake him up. It's gonna shake him up. However, when it comes to the case of milvi yishana, the whole point is that he thinks he's right. So how's the shvuah going to help? That's going to be the kasha according to Rabban. In the Yesh Lefarish. In a moment, we're going to read both pshatim into the Gemara. We're going to go back into the Gemara, read in the Gemara. To which the Gemara answers, Umadrinon, Parshi inshi misafik shuas mishum de lo avshe b'chazara. Avol safik mamon avshe b'chazara v'shakalei misveika. Meimar omar shaklina lei minei. So what happens is that no, when it comes to mammon, the nature of people are that when it comes to mammon, so then if they have the intimidation, so then in such a case, that's not going to sway them. Why? Because they always say afshar b'chazara. But when it comes to shvua, so there in such a case, shvua is different. When it comes to shvua, there it's iafshar b'chazara, and that will intimidate him. Avol safik mamon afshar b'chazara shakalei misveika. Meimar amar shaklinim leminei. He'll say, if I'm wrong, I'll take it back from him. The isli lo livsed vilesle madrinale veina solver lavel kum. Avla vadai mamoina loy chashide klav. On a vadai mamon is not choshen, da over mishum balsig zoladas. But he's not so far that he's going to be someone who's going to be over on balsig zol. Hilkach mishnasein in choshishim. So now we see the rationale where Abaye disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. You're choshesh the guy in a lo sigzol? No! We're not choshesh the guy in a low sigzal. We're not going to be choshim on a low sigzal. We're not choshim on a low sigzal. The only thing we're choshim on is a safek milvi yishana. It's very, very interesting that there's a byproduct of the machlokis over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye. This might get to the nafkamina. The Rabbi Yochanan is choshed klal Yisrael for being a ganav. Somebody asked me, what about the Gemara Rov Yisrael Ganvi? So Mefarshim already point out that we said it wrong. It's not Rov Yisrael Ganvi, it's Rov Ganvi Yisrael. So that means that the majority of ganavim are Yisrael. Chas v'chalil, does the Gemara say that the majority of Jews are ganavim? But the good crooks, you check the FBI files from the 20th century, it confirms it. The good crooks happen to be to be Jewish as well. The special talents that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us, we could use Latomik, use the Ra. And there are a lot of people here with special talents, and it's up to you. Use it Latov. No guarantee. You're going to use it Latov. You have special talents, but whether you're going to use it Latov or the Ra. So here the question is whether there was a chshat. Where there's a chshat, so Rabbi Yochanan says that there is a chshat that he's going to be mamish lo sigzo. Da aver mishnah bal sigzo das hilchach mishnah seinu ein choshim shem yiskov kolecha betalisa shachaver chinam. But Abaye disagrees, and Abaye says no, we're not choshesh for that. And since we're not choshesh, the only chshash is going to be a suffik milveh, and on a suffik milveh, so then you're going to have this middle thing where the guy is on the one in choshim amona because Yetzar is going to seduce him, but at the same time, he's not going to be chashud ashulasa because of where the shvu is going to remind him where he's supposed to be standing. Now, let's read it into the Gemara itself. Now, let's read the Gemara. Zok de Eilugi Gemara. Abai Yomer Chashin and Shem Milvi Yishana Yesh Lo Alav. Where's a chashash Hashem Milvi Yishana? Everybody holds me with the chashim and Maina. There's no problem of Rav Nachman giving them a shvuah and so on and so forth. Shvuah is a higher madrega, and the person's going to be intimidated. As the Gemara told Sarei and Daf Gimel, asks the Gemara, Ihachi Nishko below shvuah. But if you're going to say that the guy is going to be fooled by his Yetzer Hara, so then in such a case, he's going to be fooled with a shvuah. And what does the shvuah do? Mahol chacham b'takanasam. How's it going to help? And if it's for sure a milva yishana, it's not a suffik milva yishana, but if it's a sure chashinim shem milva yishana that we believe him, so then in such a case we should believe him without a shvuah. So yachi nishka b'lo shvuah. Elo says Gemara, no, it's not that we are sure that it's milva yishana, but rather chashinim shem a suffik milva yishana yesh lo alav. Asks the Gemara, v'lav amri atavis monim isfeikum ishtabei anami misafik. If you're going to suggest that he's going to be tofes mamu b'safek because Yetzer is going to get him, so too the Yetzer is going to get him on the shvua as well, the Yetzer is not going to get him on los sigzo. That is the machlokis between Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan learns the Yetzer is going to get him on los sigzo too. Abaye says no, we're not choshed that Jews are gangsters. But nevertheless, the Yetzer is going to get him. So why ma'alilu chacham takanasam? Amar sheishes breder vidi. Know that it could very well be that suffik mammon will be able to justify and rationalize because efshar bechazara, and in this case not. Now Rabosai, how would Rashi learn the Gemara's kasha v'lav amrina tofis mammon amisveik amishtabei anami suffik again? According to Rabban is ma'alilu chacham takanasam. According to Rashi, how could you learn now? Joshua Amal and Gemara Rashi, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's Mefurish in Rashi, but I think some assume this, and there's legitimacy maybe that one could say this Bidas Rashi. Many point out that the Ramban in this Yesh Lefarish is doing something very different than what he had done previously. Dahainu, that it could very well be in Pshat, the Gemara's kash has changed. What's the kash of Alav Amrinan? Yes, Yonatan?
According to Rashi, is it possible that it's going on Kosher and Kosher Shavas again?
Presumably. That's what, and maybe that's what the Ramban means in the second line by Vakshinan. You have one long run on Ramban. The worst Rishon to make run on is the Ramban. The Ramban's one of the hardest Rishonim to read. Anyhow, for some reason, the COVID's always the COVID sin. The worst printing of the Rishonim is the hardest Rishonim is the Ramban. It's one run-on sentence. And that's very hard to read Ramban. Probably that was the reason why. It was a lot easier to edit Rajbo and Ritva than it is to edit Ramban. It's very, very hard to edit Ramban. The last Rishon that they're putting out with footnotes is the Ramban, because it's the hardest to put out. Rajba and Ritva came out a lot more quickly. Anyhow, so in my edition, in the new sheet of Mekubetzes, it has Vakshinon as a separate paragraph, and then it says Pirush. Lav Mishom demand the Chosham Amona Choshash Vasa. So what does that mean? Pirush Lav Mishom demand the Chosham Amona Choshash Vasa. Don't learn that the Kasha of the Gemara is Migu the Chosham Amona Choshash Vasa. Whenever a Rishon says lav, then presumably there is someone who said that. Now, the Rishon doesn't tell you a reading that's wrong. He's not going to tell you that a Shana Bet guy who hasn't yet learned how to learn really well is going to read this wrong. Unless he thinks there's legitimacy to your mistake. Right? You know, there are mistakes that you make which were legitimate, and then there are mistakes that you and I, both of us, you could be Shana Chaf, and you'll still make reading mistakes. That's part of learning. So the Rishon's not going to point out those types of mistakes, a wrong. So it must be that that's a legitimate chat. In other words, if you hold Abaye's Chaylikan Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Migu de Choshed Amamayna, Choshed Ashuasa, so then the Gemara's Kash is like, could be like this. Now here, Josh, I'm a Supak Bidas Rashi. If that's what Rashi actually says. But the Ramban seems to be driving in this direction. That it goes like this. V'lav amrinan tofis mamona misveika, mishtabe anami misafik. And are you not going to say that someone who's tofis mamona will swear besafik? In other words, will just like he's choshed on the mamona misafik, he'll be choshed to make the shvua misafik. Could you make the shvua misafik? Absolutely not. So that's the kasha. You follow? I'm getting a couple blank stares. Who wants me to repeat this last point? Good. We're zeroing in now how to read the Gemara's Kasha. V'lav amrinan tofis mamon misveika mishtabe anami misafek. What's the Gemara's Kasha? According to the Ramban, the Gemara's Kasha is how did the Shvua help? As we were masbir before, I'm not going to repeat now. Now we're focusing on Shitas Rashi. However, the Shita of the Ramban is the Shita of Rashi, and those who hold Migu de Chasha Memona, Chashur Ashvasa, according to Abaye, it could very well be that the Gemara is asking if he's Chashur on the Saving Mamon, then he's Chashur on the Saving Shvua. But you can't learn that way according to the Yesh Lefarish of the Ramban, because the Yesh Lefarish is assuming what? The Yesh Lefarish is assuming Migu de Chasha Mamona Lo Chasha Shvasa. So it can't be that the Gemara is saying he's a Chasha on the Shvua. Now Rashi seems to be saying that Abaye holds Migu de Chasha Mamona Chasha Shvasa. Both Maskim Josh, both in Dibra Maskel Abaye, as well as in Dibra Maskel Velo Parshi. In Kainim Advarim, Rashi who's not Masbir. Rashi doesn't tell us how he read V'lav Amrinan. The Ramban seems to be telling us that if you learn like Rashi, if that reading of Rashi is correct, or you want to call it the Sheet of the Bali Tosas, Bali Tosas are Mefurish, that Abaye holds Migu de Chasha Mamona. So then the Gemara's Kasha is, once he's a Chasha Mamona, because it's only a Safik Milba Yeshana, so then he's a Chasha Ashvua, Kaftar Ferach. This is not a Reb Chaim with a Gavra and a Chepza, but this is also very much important in learning as well. The way each of the Rishonim are going to read the Shach Levitaria of the Gemara. Tov. Continues the Ramban. Now, I think the Ramban is driving at this. I think that when the Ramban says, maybe someone could look back and see if it's Mukhruch in the previous part of the Ramban, I think the Ramban is driving at that would be how the first Pshat would learn, how the Bali Tosis would learn, right? The Ramban was explaining the Bali Tosis. This is how the Bali Tosis would learn. In contrast to the Yesh Lefarish Pshat, continues the Ramban, Rabbeinu Kasa Bil Choysev. And the Rif writes in his Halachas, Abaye says, we have Milvi Yishana. Nira, Shehu Mefarish Kedivrei Rashi. It seems to me, says the Ramban, that the Rif learns like Rashi. What's his diuk from the Rif? Someone tell me what his diuk is. I think you guys did the Drisha, right? The Drisha is not necessarily convinced about that diuk in the Rif, right? What's his diuk? Yeah, Yonatan?
The fact that the Rif is not talking about Rabbi Yochanan at all, he says the halakha is like a bay.
Good, that's the first step. But that's not a raya. Can I fight with you a little, Yonatan?
Okay.
Your decision.
Okay, fine.
So, what you just said is not enough of a raya, even though you're heading in the right direction. What did you just say? You just said the fact that the Rif quotes Abaye. So that is not a proof that Abaye holds that the halach is migu d'chashmon d'chashashvasa. Because the Yesh l'faresh learns Abaye as holding migu d'chashmon lo d'chashashvasa. So it must be something more than that.
It could be,
or you think it is.
It is.
I'm not rushing you. I'll give you even a minute to think. One of the things I want to teach a Talmidim is to say it clearly. Not just to have a basic idea. A lot of times we can fool ourselves and say, oh, we got the basic idea.
The fact that he's bringing Abaye, it's showing he's going to the first Mahalak of the Rambam.
But how? Abaye, the Yesh Lefarish, explained Abaye very elegantly. And we even answered Eliezer Shlomo's question. Abaye is not enough of a proof. Abaye is not enough of a proof. Yes, Naftali?
Well, he just said that...
You follow why it's not enough of a proof, Yonatan? Go ahead.
He says that... In that he writes in his halachot, it means he holds migdu chashmon chashashvasa. Then he's bringing Abaye, and what's Abaye doing? Abaye's getting around this whole problem of migdu.
So let me sharpen what you're saying, Naftali. Mirtz Hashem, next year you'll say it even sharper. From the language of the kasha of the Rif. The Rif's starting point in his kasha is v'leima migdu chashmon mamona chashanami ashvasa. From the language of his kasha, v'leima migu d'chashmona chashashvasa, is assuming that. And he doesn't say, oh no, migu d'chashmona lo chashashvasa. He runs with that. He assumes, migu d'chashmona chashashvasa. And Abaye is working with that anacha. If Abaye disagreed with that anacha, then he had to have Abaye explaining milva yeshana and migu lo chashmona chashashvasa. The fact that he asked, me with the chash mona chashwasa, and Abaye says, you're right. How did Abaye say you're right? Abaye didn't respond to that. Well, Abaye said, don't worry, over here it's Milva Yeshana. If he's saying don't worry, he's accepting the premise of the kasha. That seems to show us that he learns like Rashi. Abaye holds, me with the chash mona chashwasa. Yes, Chaim?
That's why he says Amar Abaye.
That's why, again, our Gemara said Abaye Omar, and the Rif says Omar Abaye Yafemaod. That's not being cholik. Yafemaod Chaim Yashikach. Write that down. Beautiful. I'm going to write that down too. Continues the Rif. The Ramban, the Ika de Kashile. And there are some who ask. Now, this Kasha is the Balamor's Kasha. I haven't decided yet whether we're going to do this, but I figured, even though we're not going to spend time too much, I'm not sure if we're going to spend time on it, but let's do the whole Ramban straight. So this way, when you do Chazara, you'll be able to do Chazara on a whole Ramban, which in of itself, I think, is a value. So this is the Baal Mor's Kasha. The Ika de Kashale. It's in the back of the Gemara. E milvi yeshana yesho alav, liton v'lei mahachi v'achi yisle gabe. The Baal Mor says, I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy. Whether he's Abaye's guy or he's Rabbi Yochanan's guy, I don't like both of them. In other words, Abaye doesn't like Rabbi Yochanan's guy, and he says there's no Jew that's Rabbi Yochanan's guy. But we don't have to assume any Jew is like Rabbi Yochanan's guy. Says the Baal Amar, I don't even like Abaye's guy. He asks the basic kasha. He says, if someone owes you money, You don't pull out a gun and start doing vigilante things. You don't go and you grab. Ooh, that gets us, this catapults us into halacha lemaisa. In Choshen Mishpat, what happens when someone hires your money? Says the Baal Amar, the Gemara here does not say, is not saying that you're allowed to just simply go and grab somebody's money just because you believe that he owes you money. Let him get go with the appropriate recourse. Says Ramban, notice by the way, the Ramban always leaves his some of his sharpest expressions for the Baal Amar. He hardly ever likes anything the Baal Amar says. V'laf kushiri, it's not correct. Why did the Ramban not like it? Because the Ramban felt that the Baal Amar was pogea in the kavod of the Rif. That the Baal Amar said very sharp things about the Pesachim Rif. Sounds familiar? Talmidei Chacham sometimes say sharp things. So he said the Baal Amar said very, very, very sharp things about the Rif. So the Ramban fights back, right? The Talmud Chacham is going to stand up for the kavod of another Talmud Chacham, and he responds back. So the Ramban also stands up for the kavod of the Rif, and he says, "V'lav kushi." Whenever the Baal Amar has a kasha, so then if he feels that it was a disregard in the kavod of the Rif, so he says, "V'lav kushi." It's not correct. Zok the Heilige Ramban, "V'lav kushi," and it's not correct. The High Gavra, High Talis Gufei Kaboy Lemiflag Bay. This talis, he wants, needs to be divided. Umori anavshei lemishkelei b'milvi yishana. V'lo chashin ha-gazol d'mama mamish. Says the Ramban beautifully. This is not a vigilante. This is not Bava Basra memches amabez. What's Bava Basra memches amabez? Scream out. Not Nascha de Rabbi Abba, although Nascha de Rabbi Abba is a little bit similar. Good. David, why did you say Nascha de Rabbi Abba? Good. Even David, when his mistakes is on. Yeah, go ahead, David. Why did you say Nascha de Rabbi Abba? Oh, I gave you more credit than you deserve. Because in Bava Basra, it's in Chatfi v'didi Chatfi. He also grabbed. So it was actually, I think, I think in your subconscious okay. What else? What Bav Basram Ches? We've had it a couple times already. Talyuv is Zavin, correct? Say so he says this is not the gangster of Talyuv is Zavin. I'm foreshadowing deeper into Rishonim. Said so this is not the case of Talyuv is Zavin. What is this a case of? This is a case of I picked up a talis. Did he pick it up at the same time as me or not? I know this guy hasn't been paying me for 3 years. So I figure, instead of saying, maybe you picked it up first, maybe you picked up this part of the karkashta, I picked up this. Instead of being entirely straight, a part of the talis that I think that I might have shaychus to, right? So there, I say, you know what, let me take care of this milvi yishanim. And there I say, kula shali. Is that anything like a vigilante? Is that like a ganif? No! So Baal Amar, you Baal Amar, you're bothered? That's not such a strong kasha, because here we're not talking about a bad guy. Says the Baal Amar, how could we countenance a fellow like this? How are we going to even, how could Abaye say, Milvi Yishana, keep in mind what's going on over here. What's going on over here is not such a bad guy. Vamevin Yavin here, Tosvos, and the Yesh Lefarish won't be so far apart from each other. That's just not Maven Yom. Because Tosis also says that this guy is not a regular bad guy. But the Baal Amar, he's going to be in a world of Kedarko B'Kodesh, he's going to be in a world in itself. The Baal Amar, and thank goodness for the Baal Amar. Baruch Hashem, Baal Amar was Megala so many emistika things because he was an outsider. And he says also, some people don't know halachos. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he thought that this was acceptable. The heavy yodea. Says the Ramban, and you should know. Loi Litgoif b'talisa shel chaveroi. Josh, I'm going to need your help again in Rashi. You with me in the Ramban? Okay? You should know that Abaye holds cheshin shem b'safik milver. Not to say shiei rishus b'yad odom toikif b'talisa shel chaveroi. Mishum milver shiei shlo alav v'lishave shalihi. Of course, Abaye is not saying that you're going to be able to be tokev. So, Rabbos, I just want to spill out the obvious. You scream out. But didn't the Ramban just say that the guy with the talus is an okay guy?
No, he just he's not a gazlan, but he doesn't mean he's necessarily doing the right thing.
More than that. I think that the previous case was a case where the guy thought that he might be entitled to the talus. So says the Ramban, but you should know that a person doesn't have the rishus to go and grab somebody else's talus. And I'm mesupik, Naftali and I are mesupik. What would the Ramban say about Chashina Milvi Yishana Olav if he went and he grabbed somebody's talus? Which is David's case of Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Okay, things are getting a little bit complicated here. But this is the translation. It says the Ramban in the Hevi Yodea. It's a beautiful, beautiful expression that the Rishonim use. It's in a song, no? I was thinking of a different one, but okay. Shelo yehei shirishus b'yad adam litkov b'talisa chavei. That, by the way, has to be in the Purim Gramin. Let's talk about Purim a little bit. So, Mirtzah Hashem, I hope that we're going to have... I didn't speak with Rav Hanan, but in general, we've had a su'udah before all the su'udahs. But this year, it means it has to be pretty early. So we just, and the last time this happened about 5 years ago, Rav Yaakov Lerner leaned for us. We davened beforehand, we got permission. So I have to go over to ask Rav Hanan permission. We davened early, and then we had a su'udah at about from 8 to 9:30 in the morning. So we davened early. But it means that you're not going to get a lot of sleep. The Jerusalem Purim, Friday morning. So you're not, that means you're not, because the Masiba here in Yeshiva is beautiful, that goes till late at night. But if we're interested in having a suit, the only way it's going to work, which I'm excited to do, is if we have an earlier meaning this way you're able to go to the other suits that you were invited to. So anyhow, I'll teach somebody, if you don't know what Gramin is, it's basically poetry. And then also somebody has to make a skit also. Those are my two bakashos, and then Amir Tzashem will do it in yeshiva, okay? Anyhow, so... That vehevi yodeh, whichever vehevi yodeh means, vehevi yodeh ad lo yada. Vehevi yodeh, d'mad omer abaye, chashin shem asafik, lo yishyehe rishus biyad adam litgoyf b'talis chaveroi, mishum milva shiyesh lo alav, v'lishova shalihi. And he'll swear that it belongs to him. Ela abaye samach amai d'omren moiri v'omar domi yehivna. So Rabbi said, what's the Ramban saying over here? He's telling us, don't make a mistake in reading our sugya. According to the way I read, the Ramban is saying, this guy in our sugya thought that he was doing the right thing. He picked up a talis. He wasn't sure if he picked it up first or Shimon picked it up first. But if he owes you money, Shimon owes you money, then it's usher to go and grab. El Abai is samach, but Abai is relying on my damer mori v'amer dami yahivna. That he's more at there and he says he's going to give him money. V'lo sachmod inchi below dami l'mashmod. He's not even over lo sachmod because he thinks lo sachmod is without money. Okay. Staying sides in that machlokes rishayim v'amevin yavim. Umad da'avir achi lo chashin amamon v'ashvuasa. Aval vaday ein lo l'odom lasas kein v'ein zetzarach likasev. So the Ramban says, this guy's going to be more a heter. He says, at the end of the day, I'm giving him money. By the way, it sounds like from the Ramban that it's even if he went and he grabbed his friend's talis. But he justified, well, maybe not. Maybe it's only Reuven and Shimon. No. It's like I said, I think it's okay the way I said. He justifies and he says, well, even if Shimon picked it up first, then I'll pay him back. I'm going to give him money. And he says... But of course, it's also to be morehetter to yourself, number one. And certainly to be tokif taliso shel chavero, that's certainly going to be aser. Now here is where I wanted everybody's help, including I love the way Josh reads Rashi. Many of you read Rashi well. What do you think about, what would Rashi say about this? About this Vehevi Yodea. The Ramban says that it's of course usher to do. Right? He said it's usher to do. In other words, this guy is an the Ramban looks at this guy in an ambivalent way. The Baal Amor says the Ramban read the Gemara wrong because this guy doesn't exist. Just like Abaye says Rabbi Yochanan's guy doesn't exist, the Baal Amor says I can't even understand how Abaye's guy could exist. So the Ramban says, well, he's not such a bad guy. Either he didn't learn the halacha, or he justified for himself. On the other hand, if it's you, and you're asking me, says the Ramban, of course I would tell you not to do it. That's the Dvar Pashut. You should not do it. What does Rashi say about this guy? Josh, any thoughts?
I don't think Rashi thinks he's such a bad guy.
I agree.
And I think from in the Rashi Abaye Omar, where he says, really highlighting Daha Fiva Blima to Al Kafe Shibulay.
Right.
And even before that, when he says, Vinishba Shishlova, Dami Chit, or Dami Dame, whatever, Dame Chetzia, Vitali Zushalo. He's saying it's even his.
Very good. That's the right. Correct. It seems like that there's a fundamental issue that we're going to need to go into Lomdus. We haven't done Lomdus yet, which is good. We're reading the Ramban, the Rashi, well, but we need to understand deeper. Now we're hitting a zone already, towards the end of this month. This is the way we're supposed to be learning. To really, really read the Gemara and the basic Rishonim well, to know exactly what they're arguing about, what's Machlokes Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, according to Ramban. And after we have all of the shitas clear, after going through each word in the Rishon well and understanding exactly what they're saying, then to go to the next step, and that is, what's the Yisoda Machlokes? What is behind their Machlokes? And then the next step is, and how does this play out in Kol HaTorah Kula? In other words, what are the halachas that come out of this? What are the Yisodos that come out of this? Now, it's not enough just to know the Gemara Rashi Tosfos, but to know what comes out, to be able to use it in Kol HaTorah Kula. On the other hand, if you don't read Gemara Rashi Tosfos as well, a lot of times, I see this over and over again, I see it even with Talmidei Chachamim, that if you didn't go through the Gemara Rashi Tosfos really well, so at the end of the day, the idea is half-baked. The idea is half-baked. I feel that way when sometimes when we do halacha, so I tell you all what the halacha says in Mishnah Berurah, but some part of me is like, but I don't really understand it. I don't understand exactly how the Mishnah Berurah got this. Or sometimes I don't even understand how the Mechaber got this. So we have to know halacha l'maisa. It's, but when it comes to learning Be'iyun, these are stages. So I think Josh's diukim are correct. Then number one, Rashi says, Vitalis zo shalo. This talis belongs to him. In other words, this vigilante, who the Baal Amor called, says, I can't even believe Abaye's guy exists. Forget about Rabbi Yochanan's guy. I don't even believe Abaye's guy exists. Rashi really likes him. Now, Rashi says he's entitled to it. He's entitled to it. And that's when we were masbir, that according to Rashi, this fits into what we were masbir up until now in Rashi, that Rashi seems to hold that if there's any suffix with a guy is tofes, he's allowed to hold on to it. And Rashi even goes further. Rashi says, we could view this as being his. Says Ramban, no, no, no. Abaye is describing a phenomenon of a suffix in a Mishnah. But I'm not going to go so far as to say in the halacha that we're going to view the tefisa as being that he's being tofes something that belongs to him. Machloket yisodit. This is a very, very important machlokes. We're going to see that the Rishonim now begin to weigh in on this in a shas level that all starts with the machlokes of pshat and all started with our suffix of how to read the Gemara yesterday. What's the justification of Shema Milva? What's the justification? If we don't know that there is. So Rashi says that the way it works is like this. We're not sure. But his tfisa is halachic. His tfisa is halachic.
His tfisa, if he says it, it's his. As far as we know, it's his.
The Ramban says in between. The Ramban says that this tfisa, on the one hand, we're not going to be able to do anything about, but in no way is a person allowed to initiate it. According to Rashi, it sounds like that we would say, yeah, al pi halacha, you're allowed to be tafis. Oh. So the Ramban continues. Venishom Rabbeinu Haigo. So now there was a shayla that was asked to the Gaonim. Now the sugya explodes. It's no longer about Gemara of Abaye. It now becomes a yesod in halacha. It becomes a yesod in Choshen Mishpat, but we don't start with the Choshen Mishpat. We start with the Gaonim. Finishom Rabbeinu Haigo Mishiyesh Lo Biyad Chavero Pikadon. Utsumas Yod V'Gezel. I know that I have your Pikadon. Now you see the beautiful flow of the Ramban. Now that the Ramban just got through responding to the Baal Mor, that this guy is not such a bad guy, and we understand where this guy is coming from, so then the Ramban needs to qualify and say, but, we don't believe that you're supposed to do this l'chatchila, and we're being medayik. That from Rashi, it could very well be that you can. Does everybody follow our Dig Rashi? I don't know if Josh and I are 100% correct. And we're making a Diuk. I just want to revisit that point. Because our Diuk is, and why did Rashi say that it's Meshubid Miglibad Al Kasbay? If he was allowed, he wasn't allowed to do it, how could Rashi say that's Meshubid? How could Rashi say it's Shalom? That's where Josh and I are coming from. It's not 100% Mukhra, but that's where we're coming from. One more point before we start. So now, again, the flow. So now that the Ramban has said that there's this middle category, so the Ramban says, so let's plug this in. Let's plug this in to the bigger Torah world. Let's plug this into the big Torah world. It's not that what happened was that all of a sudden somebody came along and said, you know, there are Talmidim who are lazy, so I'm going to give shir outside. You know, I'm not going to have them work. No. These Yisodos of connecting them to outside Yisodos goes back already to the Kadmonim. You see, the Ramban does it on our sugya. It's not only, this is not a Chuvas HaRamban. This is the Ramban, the Chiddush HaRamban, our sugya. After Ramban has gone through the whole thing, so now he says, and let me tell you how this plays out in the broader, wider world of Torah. And all the Mar Mekomos that the Ramban is going to quote are from other places, not from Bava Metzia. He's not going to quote, if I recall over here, a single Mar Mekom from Bava Metzia. He's going to broaden it now, this Yisodos that emerged. That's the Hemshech. Just one more thing I just want to think about. I'm not sure about this, but it could be that this V'yesh Lefaresh of the Ramban is now L'shitasa, Da'ainu. The V'yesh Lefaresh of the Ramban is now saying something different than Rashi. If Josh and I are right, that Rashi's cholik on this part of the Ramban, so what the Ramban has developed is an entirely different malach. The Yesh Lefarish was an entirely different malach than Rashi. So what was the first starting point? The first starting point was Abaye holds. He also holds Migu D'Chashimon Alo Chashashuasa. Abaye holds Migu D'Chashimon Alo Chashashuasa. And therefore, this guy is going to be able to... We believe this. We Choshesh... that there's validity to it, even though he's a chashut, he's a little bit of a chashut. According to Rashi, Chayshin and Shem Mimil V'Yishana Olav, this guy's not a chashud. Why is this guy not a chashud? Why is he not a chashud? The answer is that if he thinks he's right, he's fine. He's fine. He's not doing anything wrong. He's not doing anything wrong. So according to Rashi, Aliba Lashitas Rashi, who says that this guy is not doing anything wrong, so then Rashi says no problem over here. According to the Ramban, who learns according to the Yesh Lefarish, that the Abaye holds, also Migu D'Chashim Amon Alo Chashash Wasa. Lav Dafka does the Ramban have this guy doing something that's right. L'chura, according to Rashi, I'm not sure, but according to Rashi, you need the guy to be doing something right. Because then you're going to get stuck about the guy being a chashud. But according to the Ramban, you don't need this guy to be doing something entirely right. It's just that it's not going to be usur for him to have done it. Bidiyava. But l'chatchila, he can't do it.
Okay. L'chura, this is continuing from the V'yesh L'farish. Either way, whether that's correct or not, I'm not sure. Let's continue on in the Ramban. V'nisham Rabbeinu Haigon. Rabbeinu was asked the following shayla. Mishi yesh lo biyad chavero pikadon usumas yad v'gazel. If somebody has something that doesn't belong to him, yachol topso v'lishav alav, v'lomar ein lecha biyadi klum. Is he allowed to be tofes and say, it's mine? So that's mamash our shayla now. What did the Ramban just get through saying? The Ramban said, you can't do it. So he quotes Rav Haigon, who says it depends. Ve'eshiv hachin. Chazina di'i milvahu. If it's a milvah, lav me'ovid dina l'nafshehu. So what the Ramban is now referring to is an important sugya. This is the sugya called Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshei, which appears in Bava Kamma. And that is a person allowed to take the law into his own hands? The Ramban, based on Rav Haigon, is assuming lo Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshei, that a person is not allowed to take the law into his own hands. So if we say lo Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshei, does this qualify that you lent me money, and I know you owe me other money, that I say I didn't borrow money from you, so that I get back the money that you haven't given me. So says Rav Haigon, that's not called Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei, Ela Chushbana Ba'al Mehudika Choshev. All I'm doing is just making a cheshbon. I'm making a cheshbon with you. Money is money is money. So you look at the big picture. I owed you $100, but you owe me $100. So I'll deny the $100 that you owe me if you're not paying me back. V'tanya b'tosefta behedya. And the Rav Haigon claims that this is a mefurish tosefta in Shavuos. Manali b'yadcha v'alo amar in l'cha b'yadi. O shayi l'cha b'yadi m'satilach. O shayesh l'cha b'yadi manexus maneperos potter. If he says, I don't owe you money because you owe me fruits, you're potter. Even if the other fellow comes back, the Malda comes back and says, that's not true. I didn't owe you the fruits. If you ignore the Malda, Potter mishuas heses v'imodem mitzas b'shuas hatorah. He's potter either whether it's a shuas heses or it's a shuas modem mitzas. When it comes to money, then in such a case it works. Now, v'amevin yovin, I want you to think about whether the Tosefta is a pure raya. I'm not sure if the Tosefta is 100% raya to what Rav Haigon seems to be saying. Avol, continues the Rav Haigon. Rabban quoting from Haigon, Avon Pikadon Yeshli Khaveru Biyadush Khailaziru Baine. So Ramban has set up a problem for himself. Rav Haigon said you're allowed to do this. So why did the Ramban say you're not allowed to do what the guy in the Milvi Yeshana of Abaye does? Because there's a difference between Pikadon and money. Havadi dam yoledina David in Ishmanav Shem. When it comes to a pikadon, then it falls into the sugya of Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshei. V'hachin chazinan, and this is what we see. The islay the mitzvah say pikadon almad the islay. Because osle the dina v'amr le the milsa b'tzuras the islay the high pikadon the islay lach kach lechat does not mind the islay v'yom v'yom v'dinu. So he points out a gemara that seems to support this idea that when it comes to a pikadon, that you're not allowed to do it. He's only allowed to say in Bezdin, this pikadon is, I'm holding on to it because he owes me money. But to deny the pikadon, that's going to be asur. And therefore, the Ramban now has quoted Rav Haigon that supports his position. Unlike Rashi, who said that the pikadon's meshubad lo, and therefore Josh and I read Rashi that he's allowed to do it. Says the Ramban, no, you're not allowed to do it when it comes to pikadon. I money? Money's a different story, and that's consistent with the psaka of Haigon. And this all started when the Baal HaMor started making problems. The Baal HaMor said, Abaye could never have dreamed up such a case, because such a guy, he has no halachic recourse whatsoever. What he did was entirely unacceptable. Says the Ramban, it was acceptable and unacceptable. Bidiyavad, it's acceptable, says the Baal HaMor, even Bidiyavad wouldn't be acceptable. The Ramban says, no, Bidiyavad would be acceptable, Chatchila, it's asr, like Rav Haigon already taught us. Tell Chatchila, it's asr. Now, obviously, we need to spend some time in analyzing what's this machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban about Pikadon. And we got to analyze whether our read in Rashi is correct. Is that correct? Now, tomorrow we're going to continue with that, but I decided today, because my head was in the base olam, so Gasuke Shmaitz Aliba the Hilchasa, I couldn't do. So, just one more thing, since we have another 5 minutes. I want to show you that the one assumption that we had in the sugya, the Drisha does disagree. I gave it to you on the Maram Kons, may I? Just want to show you that the Drisha in Simin Sadi Beis, Sif Katan Hay, actually does not seem to read Rashi the way we had assumed. Take a look. You guys all have a photocopy? You have photocopies there? Okay. You take a look at the second column on Kuf Tzadi Zayin, right in the beginning of Kuf Tzadi Zayin, he says, Umashma mi pirish Rashi, da abaye poligim Rabbi Yochanan. Do Rabbi Yochanan lo amin amigu dechashid, va abaye svir le damin amigu dechashid. So he points out that the simple reading Rashi is the way we read Rashi. And that is that Abaye holds migu dechashid amamona chashash wasa, while Rabbi Yochanan holds lo chashash wasa. Then he quotes, as we saw, that the Rosh says not that way. That the Rosh learns that even Abaye holds migu dechashimono lo chashash wasa. He also says the Rif holds that way. And the Ramban quoted the Rif in the opposite way. He ends up rejecting that. Initially, he puts the Rif and the Rosh in the same category. Tov. Then he concludes, the Drisha goes so far as to say that it could very well be that even Rashi holds that Bedas Abaye Migu Dechashim Monolo Chashash Vasa. Take a look on the second line from the top on Kuf Tzadi Ches, where he spells out the Shitas HaRosh. You know what? Beforehand, let's start Kuf Tzadi Zayin on the bottom. Ulefiza Nira. Degam Arif HaRosh Garsu Begumara Abaye Omar Belashim Plugsa. The Blush and Pluksa is correct. Elakima de lo pligi el betaimed de lo kimta kamaisa, but the machlokis is only what the ukimta is. Boy, lomar de man de chashimon lo chasha ashwas, mishum de shwa chamirulet. Din is nazea la olam, vabai arm de inzarach lezeel, mishum de bodo adam misavik shwa, de afshe bechazar, vein a bodo misavik mom de afshe bechazara, ukinemasik akamara libe da baye. Aval, this is the critical line. Bidina ain't afkamina. But bidina is not afkamina. Who do we see this already in? The Rosh. Who disagrees with that? That we had Kemat black on white? Tosas. and the Ramban explaining Tosfos and Rashi. Right? Because the Ramban said he was talking in Rashi as well. Vim came, but the Drisha disagrees. Now, Drisha's going to have a little bit of chutzpah now. Because what's going to come out is he's going to end up disagreeing with the Ramban. Vim came, Yachol Lios Shigam Das Rashi Analu came. Sha'af Alpi Shekosu Aferish Da'abayas La'afluget Time Rabbi Yochanan Mekom Mokalatina. Maybe even Rashi will hold Migu de Chasha Mamona Lo Chasha Rashuasa. It's quite a chidush, the Drisha. Now the Drisha is motivated for a certain cheshbonos lahalacha about how the Torah wrote. But the Drisha is quite a chidush. Because this, again, to crunch the Drisha, the Drisha says that even Rashi will learn the Machlokas Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan is only on the Ukimta and not whether we say Migu de Chashim Amona, Chashad Ashvuasa. Both agree, Migu de Chashim Amona, Lo Chashad Ashvuasa. But that I find very hard. Let me list my kashas on the Drisha. Number one, the simple reading of Rashi is Rashi said that we're Choshesh. Have a long Chashad Ashvuasa. I'm not sure how the Drisha is going to read that. Aleph. Beis. The Ramban, if we make a careful reading of the Ramban in the first Deya started out, the first Deya was what we called Tosos. But he didn't only start with Tosos. How did the Ramban start out? How did the Ramban start out? In the Shita, they did it brilliantly. The Shita separates the two Rambans. The first Deya and the second Deya. And then he brings all the important Marim Mekomos on the second Deya. And he says, Pirush Rashi! The Ramban starts out, what we did yesterday was what the Ramban called Shitas Rashi. That was Mefurish, that Abaye holds Migu D'chasha Mamona, Choshud Ashvuasa. So, and then he says, V'yesh Lefarish. Clearly, the Yesh Lefarish is not like Rashi, according to Ramban. So, Tzoruch Iyun Godol B'das, Morenu Agodol Hasma. Why do I call it Hasma? Because the Pirush is the same Baal Hasma, the important Mechaber in... Perush on Choshimish, but problem is everybody knows Taz, right? Not every Shana boy knows Sma, because we learn less Choshimish, but than we do Yoredei and Arachayim. But the Sma is on the side of Choshimish, but just like the Taz is on Arachayim and Yoredei, he's also the Baal Drisha and the Baal Prisha, and the Baal Drisha Baal Prisha Tzarechi and Godol Olav, because the Ramban seems to be Mefurish that Rashi holds Migu de Choshim and Mona. Choshed Ashuasa, and the Drisha wants to say that the Abaye is of the opinion of Migu the Choshed Amamona Lo Choshed Ashuasa, and that Luchur is not that way in the Ramban either. The simple reading of Rashi.
The Talmud who could be Omel on it, I'd be much appreciated. Also, look up maybe in the